At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on RadioAlice.com. Just a heads up, it's not for work, it's not for kids, but it is a good time. Available right here on RadioAlice.com.
You only hear it on the Secret Show. You won't find it on your radio. Oh, maybe you're not hip enough to know that Sarah and Vinny's got a secret show.
Poor Rudy.
Actually, I kind of like this. I'm in my natural habitat just...
It's
like this, you know?
Spacious in there, too.
I get to see you guys. I get to
behind bulletproof glass. That's your natural habitat.
This is where I feel most safe. Behind 7 inches of bulletproof glass. Away from Bryn. Scary man.
It is so...
Away from me.
He's a scary guy.
It's just so funny that we're spread over all these different studios and... What a pain in the ass.
We're making it work, though.
We are making it work.
I like we're tenacious.
I know.
I dig that.
We're doing this, no matter what it takes, no matter how many studios you have to spread us into.
No, actually, one more studio and we're quitting. Just so you all know, fuck that.
There's one more studio involved. This thing is done.
I know. It was so nice when we were just in two. We need two, right? Because you need one person to be able to be in and out, and that's nice.
I get it, but it's time to draw the goddamn line, right? I
mean, three is our limit.
Like, that's it.
I want to start doing mine from my house.
Yeah,
okay,
I mean, that's where we're headed at this point. We might as well do it from home.
We might as well. We could easily do that.
Can you guys hear us?
Yes, we can hear you.
What up?
You know what's funny is... Rudy is in the center studio. He's in Studio C, and he is standing up like he's doing stand up with holding a mic in his hand.
I feel like I'm doing stand up, and there's this huge window. Hey, Rudy, I feel like I'm watching the otters at the aquarium right now.
Rudy, look at us.
What's up, dude? I'm going to start walking around like I'm recording my HBO special.
Right.
Can somebody give me a leather jacket before
we start? I got to do an Instagram story of this.
Yeah, do that.
Just so people can see.
Sarah told me, Sarah goes, oh, I feel so bad for Rudy. I'm like, I'm actually more comfortable like this. This is like when I'm most comfortable. When I'm just standing here like a schmuck, you know, just trying to get people's attention.
Right.
All right, Rudy. Incredible. Wave to me.
Okay.
Hey, human.
Here we go.
Like
the director in him is coming out.
Right. Huh?
That's who he is.
Wave to me.
We're in three studios.
We are in three studios.
Oh, my God. It's like when I used to go visit my dad in jail. This is incredible. It was incredible.
Oh, is that a bit?
Like, Father, let's touch
Dad, hands. Put your hand up against the glass. It's the
Seriously, is that a bit?
No, but it should be, though.
Wait, so your dad was in prison and you had to go visit him?
I think I'll see him. I felt like I was looking at my dad in an aquarium, like just a tropical
Your dad
fish.
Was in jail?
No, he was never. No, my dad wasn't in jail.
Oh, so it
but
is
I,
a bit.
But I did have a lot of people that I used to go visit in jail.
Oh.
So,
but it's funnier. I never visited anyone in jail.
It's funnier when it's your dad. So you got to.
Oh, I see. So you put your dad in there.
I'm embellishing.
Yeah. Got it.
It's a thing we do.
Well, it does make you seem tougher. You know?
You've never visited anybody in jail?
I mean, you know what's funny is I feel like I've been to jails a million times because I have in TV. Like
right.
Every TV show, they got to go visit somebody in jail. But no, I've never. I don't know anybody
it's
in jail.
It's an odd thing.
Yeah.
It is. Like,
they got to pat you down.
Weird.
You've
make sure
been
that you're
too?
Not a threat.
Huh? Yeah, I used to have to go visit my boyfriend in jail.
Wow, your boyfriend, your pen pal slash boyfriend? Is that how
yeah,
you got
Yeah, when he
him?
Got out, that's when we got together.
Oh, wow.
No, I was with my boyfriend of 12 years, and he pulled something, and he...
Pulled something?
Yeah.
Like his hamstring?
It was horrible.
A knife?
Was a horrible night.
I think that's crazy.
Oh. So,
he pulled it on you?
No, what happened was, let's see, we had got it, I'll make it short. We got it.
Don't make it short, it's good.
Well, go ahead and take your time.
I get to the point with stories. We had been fighting that night, and I had just bought this, my first car, which was like a Honda Civic hatchback.
Mm-hmm.
It was stick shift, and I hadn't learned how to drive it yet.
Okay.
So I learned a few times. Anyway, we were fighting, so I wanted to get out of the house. So I go to get in my car, and the car wouldn't start. And it's because he pulled something, a coil wire. He did something to the car. And I needed to get the heck out of
coil.
There. Something.
My dad
is that
used
what
to
it is?
Fucking do that all the time, the bastard. He'd just take the whole coil cord out.
And so I would have no idea. I mean, you know, I could stare at a, you know, look like I... Oh, yes, of course. It must
well,
be
Well, it wasn't that he just loosened it, because I could have figured out and pushed it back on. My dad would take the cord.
Take the entire thing.
You needed the backup cord, buddy.
I know I did. But
well, I just knew he did something.
Right,
I found out later that that's what it was.
So you stayed with him even though he went to jail?
I'm not done with my story.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was already in jail. Sorry.
Yeah, Rudy.
Sorry.
Okay, so you're trying to leave.
I had already been dating him, 10 or 11 years.
All right.
So you guys lived together?
Yes.
Right.
This was in San Bruno.
Okay.
And so I was scared. I had to leave. And so I called my girlfriend, who was at USF at the time and had a car, to come get me. So she, meanwhile, we're still fighting, and... The girls come up, and we live behind this big-ass house. We were in the little guest house. So the girls come up. He goes to open up the door, and there's three girls, all of them 200-plus pounds.
Whoa. Oh, boy.
So my one girl.
Your bodyguards.
My girl, she's a big black girl.
Right.
And then she brings her roommate, who's a big-ass white girl.
Okay. Oh.
And then the white girl brings her friend, who's a big-ass Samoan girl.
Whoa. Oh.
You got a coalition.
So he claims that he looked out, and granted, yes, it's dark, it's night. He thought there were three dudes to come kick his ass. That's what he thought.
Three bouncers.
So
you guys
had
a special relationship, didn't you?
Wow, this is
So he pulls out, and he had hella guns.
Right.
of all kinds.
Oh, no.
He pulls out a gun.
Oh, no.
And I'm like,
I hate when guns come
out. It's Washaka. That's my girl. Washaka. And I go, no, her name was
Washaka.
Yeah, that's her name.
Your girlfriend's name is Washaka.
What's wrong with that?
What does that start with? I don't even know.
It's a W. It's like Washaka. Washaka. Yes, Washaka. And I had known Washaka for years and years.
All
right. I never thought her name was funny.
Yeah, neither
did
we.
It is.
It sounds normal to us,
too. It actually sounds normal.
Rudy,
take it back.
It's only funny when you got to report it to the police.
Or a W or a
W-A-S-H-A-K-A. You know what? Coming from you, Zed, that sounds normal.
It's like Oaxaca.
Yeah, it had like four apostrophes in it.
So then they come to the door. He gets the gun, and I'm like, it's Washaka. And I didn't know who else was with her. I'm all, it's Kristen and whatever the other chick's name. So he's still, like, pissed off. And so they come in the house, or they actually stood out on the front. Washaka comes inside. He then points the gun at both of us, cocks it.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And we said, let's get the fuck out of here. And so all of a sudden, it's...
Wait, can I ask a question real
quick?
Why were you fighting again?
I don't know.
You don't know what led to him aiming a gun at
That's
you.
A real really couple don't. Shit right there.
I really don't.
You didn't even
remember.
It's probably something small.
I don't remember.
Probably
I really
over like
don't
a
remember.
Toilet seat or something like that.
It wasn't
a
side piece hadn't fallen out of your pocket or something.
No.
There was no like major.
Yeah, no, it's probably not.
Huh.
Plot
probably
twist.
Left the
Washaka had his baby. Plot twist.
All right, sorry.
I really
go
don't
ahead.
Remember. I couldn't even.
So
tell
he had
you.
Aimed a gun at you, and you're all, "Let's get the fuck out of here."
Yep. So all of a sudden, there are four girls, a Samoan, a white girl, a Mexican, and a black girl running down a street in San Bruno. Oh.
One of them
literally
super hot.
Running.
It's a Republican's dream. just wreaking havoc.
We were so scared. And so wouldn't you know it, a freaking police car goes right by us.
I'm not shocked by that.
And I'm all, like, I stopped because I didn't want to get him in trouble, as stupid as that sounds. You know, he's still my boyfriend, whatever, until then. And then, so all the girls flag down the cop.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Cop comes over, calls like six backups.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, all these cops are in this tiniest little street in San Bruno. And this Chinese family lived in front of us. It was their big house. And then, you know, they rented the back for us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They didn't know what the hell was going on.
Dude.
And so all the cops swarm the little guest house, pull him out, handcuff him, find all these guns. Like, it was over five, but less than 10 guns that he had at the time.
Okay.
Different sizes, what do you call them, models, whatever.
Sure.
You can count them on less than two hands.
Right.
So they take him to jail. I think he goes to Redwood City County there. And from then on, it was lots of money for lawyers from his family. It was lots of testifying between me and my girlfriends. I didn't want to testify against him, but I had to.
Oh, my goodness.
And he ended up going to jail, mostly because of the guns. And I don't know, he spent probably less than a year in jail. So there I was.
Where'd he go? Like,
he went to county in Redwood City.
Wow.
Did he get butt fucked or anything?
Oh, come on.
I mean, well,
that's a valid question, though.
God, Sarah.
All the things.
Because everything I see on TV when they're visiting the people in jail, they take them back to the back and all kinds of bad stuff happens.
It doesn't happen in county, Sarah.
Well, I don't know, man.
It sounds like Shawshank Redemption. Was it like Shawshank? Did he climb out of the sewer?
Like a bunch of guys that haven't paid their parking
fees. It wasn't prison. It wasn't the pen. It was just okay. Jail.
Well, good. No, thank goodness. I'm
so
relieved to hear it.
I used to go visit him.
All right. Let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
So he knows why, right? Like, he gets it. He pointed a gun at you two and cocked the thing.
Yeah.
He knows why, right?
Oh, for sure.
So there was no, like, I can't believe you did me like this.
Uh-uh.
Right. He knew.
He probably still couldn't
believe
that he did.
He really couldn't be that way. You aimed a gun at somebody and cocked it. That is, anyone who has guns knows guns. You do not play games with those things.
Right.
Dude, that thing goes off and now it's murder.
Right. Yeah.
That is so stupid.
Mm-hmm. He just killed Wishuk.
After hearing that romance story of yours, you've never sounded more Mexican to me.
And
all the time that I've known you.
And you actually sounded like 25% more Mexican when you told that
this
story.
This is like Mi Vida Loca part two.
I can hear your neck moving with the chicken neck.
You want to hear something really fucked up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Worse than this? Yes. Please, serve it up.
Oh my God. This is horrible. All
right.
So.
She's like, I tattooed his name on my back. Old English.
Prison tat.
On my tramp stand.
So I would go visit him in jail.
Yeah.
And so what I would do, I park my car and like, I think, I don't know what was in there. I don't think there were actual cells. I think there are more rooms.
They're pods.
Yeah, pods.
Kind of like the one I'm in right now.
Yeah, you're in the center pod.
No, that's where
you
belong.
They store all the bins and all the, you know, not the very bad criminals. Just they're pretty
so
good.
So I would pull up and I would wear like lingerie underneath my coat.
Yes. Oh, nice. So that you could show him what he was missing out on.
At the county jail, she's showing up in lingerie.
She's got a coat on over it.
Well, I would pull up in my car and I park right underneath where I knew their pod was.
Oh.
And all the guys would bang on the window. So,
like,
but that's not the fucked up part. That was just dumb.
So wait, so you would flash them all?
Yeah.
You would flash all the guys in the jail cell. Yep.
That's cool, though.
That's
a cool thing really? To do.
Is it,
those
does
guys
your boyfriend think it's cool?
Yeah, are you kidding? They loved him.
He was probably like the mayor of the jail after
so
that.
So were
the
you
coolest
showing
guy there.
Like full spread eagle or just boobs?
You know, whatever I felt like that day.
So
but
yes,
did
to
you
full
ever
spread
show
eagle.
Full spread eagle to the
I
boys in the jail?
I always had on, but I always had on like bras and panties and like stockings, garters, stuff like that.
All that stuff.
So that's not the fucked up part.
Oh, wow.
I thought
tip of the iceberg. That'd be really ratchet.
That's just a side story.
That's just icing.
I'm on a tangent.
That was just Tuesdays. Let me tell you about Wednesdays.
I actually have seven stories going on in my mind at the same time.
That's just a fun aside.
That one, just one. Okay, what's next?
This is a mini series.
You want to talk about ratchet?
Yeah.
Oh, I was so ratchet.
What's ratchet?
Ratchet.
Oh, dirty.
Is a term used for
hood.
Really gross. Wild. Like beyond eccentric girls,
crazy,
just
like crazy, like Nurse Ratchet,
just like twerking everywhere, twerking in church.
They don't even walk; they just twerk everywhere.
Twerking
just
in church.
Too much.
All right.
Brit knows that
Holy
term. Ghost.
This is how ratchet use that was. Okay. I'm dying to hear.
I know. So this is so ratchet.
So, so he makes friends with all the guys there, whatever. But one guy in particular, he makes friends with. And at the time, I also was driving. I had that Honda, but I also was driving John's truck. I mean, I said John. It's actually not John. It's it's the boyfriend's name. Ugh. And so,
wait a minute.
All you did is John's?
Did you just...
She ucked him, yeah.
But his name's not John.
No, I actually said John. I actually said John. I didn't mean to say John. His name is Pat.
She just confused Johnny V and Pat. Yeah. Johnny V somewhere went, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
I feel like someone just stabbed me in the back. You guys feel that?
Edit that, Brent.
Don't edit it. That all stays in. Okay, go on.
So Pat makes friend with this dude named Gary.
All right, Gary, right.
And so Gary gets out of jail first. And so I tell Pat, his car's not starting or something was up with his car. He goes, you know what? I'll send Gary over there. And Gary's a mechanic. He'll fix the car.
Oh, I know where this is going.
So probably for about a good 2 weeks, I was hanging out with Gary.
Boning Gary.
Yeah.
How You're boning Gary.
Yeah.
While...
And he was staying at our place.
He stayed in your bed with Pat. But you know Pat was in jail and Gary lived there.
Yeah. Not even ratchets would go that far.
And get this, that's still not the fucked up part.
Oh, there's still more? Man. And then Washaka, please tell me Washaka gets in the mix somehow.
Yeah, please. Bring back Washaka.
So wait, let me get this straight. So are you still living in the carriage house?
Yes, I had to
throw your ass out?
I had to go explain to them what happened, and they felt sorry for me. So and they needed that rent money, too, and I needed a place to stay. So
did they end up knowing that Gary was Pat's friend and Gary was boning you then?
No.
Could you imagine when they're, like, cuddling in bed? He's like, Gary's like, he's such a bad guy.
Did Pat ever find out that you boned Gary?
No.
What?
The not-so-secret show.
So hold on. So Gary was one of the dudes who would look out of the window and watch you, and then he was like, "You're damn right, I'll go help her with the car."
Love at first sight, Sarah.
Hey, how's that hookup happen? So he gets over there. Do you guys are? Is it right away?
I think so. I think we were like, "Hey, let's go out for drinks."
The car's fixed. Time for drinks.
He didn't even touch the car yet. You just went for drinks.
No, I believe he fixed the car
first.
And you were so grateful you offered to buy some drinks.
I didn't have any money to give up. Right.
Why did it end in 2 weeks with Gary?
Because we were just messing around and we did some drugs together and stuff.
Kind of drugs?
We were doing, it was like ecstasy and I think maybe some mescaline.
Oh,
mescaline!
Gary really showed you some.
Where the hell did you end up with mescaline?
Gary's like, I got this mescaline. What do you think, babe?
You did?
Yeah.
What is that? Like, do you
smoke
that?
It's like a low grade LSD.
It's like a little.
I've been offered mesc a million times when I was a kid.
Did you take it?
No, I never did. I never
got it inside the jail. Somebody probably keistered it in or something.
Keistered it in.
Somebody keistered in the mescaline.
How was Gary in the sack compared to Pat?
Yeah.
Gary was. Thick,
oh,
and?
But not as big.
So you weren't satisfied.
Are we talking about his neck?
Well, you know, I hadn't seen that in some time. So.
You what? Say that again. You what?
I hadn't seen the,
Pat.
No.
Yeah, Pat.
We don't know.
You know,
she lowered her standards. She's saying she lowered her standards.
I hadn't had sex in a long time. So
you're saying Pat had he had a pretty long one, but it was skinny, like a hot dog.
No, she's saying Pat was perfect, but he hadn't been around. So she's taking second best.
Right.
At least he had a thick one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the girth, I suppose.
Girth matters.
Was Gary fat? That's out of shape?
No, he was good looking.
Oh, he was.
Mm-hmm.
So you just couldn't help yourself. It was this guy just got out of jail.
Plus he gave her some ecstasy, and God knows, people do that just like for a fun sex recreation drug.
Yeah, seriously.
Don't do it, kids.
No, don't do it.
Don't do drugs.
And the ecstasy makes you all emotional. He's probably telling you stories in county.
Like, you said
one day they ran out of peanut butter.
After that story, you're gonna do a disclaimer for the kids.
Yep.
Believe me, you had me at Washaka.
Don't go to jail. Don't have gun or
don't have guns.
You don't even know where to start your disclaimer.
She's like,
don't get in a fight
remember.
With your boyfriend. Learn how to drive a stick shift before you buy one. I mean, I've learned so much.
She's like, kids, just remember, get a mechanic you trust. God.
And just because you haven't had it in a while doesn't mean you should bang the jailbird that fixes your car.
I want to use to leer out the windows at you.
At your sex shows.
Right, because you used to come and do sex shows for the guys.
Bro, I'm getting out of here before you, and I'm going to fuck the ass out of your girlfriend.
Don't do that.
My God.
Did Gary ever find out about this?
No, Pat.
No, Pat.
And he
Pat
didn't.
Never
she already no, said
Pat,
no,
Pat never no. found out about it.
And you were only sad. With him another year after yeah. that, right? Mm-hmm. If that.
Plot twist, was Shaka and Pat got together. bet you didn't know that, Yuzi. How's that feel, huh?
Did, yeah. In your face, punk.
And he was bringing her grade A Coke, not that mescaline.
Kristen was the
was
white
Shaka's
chick.
Was Shaka's roommate, yeah, the
and
white
then,
chick.
What was the Samoan chick's name?
I can't really remember. I picked her face, but I can't remember her name.
Tiny.
That's too bad. Yeah, because I would love to have the third name in the trio.
I can't remember.
Of course, Kristen is the white chick.
Can we have like a reunion show? You know how like the reality shows, they come back at later?
Where are they now?
Which one?
Someone was just...
At the door?
Yeah, waving, and they kind of went into promotions.
I think it's that guy, Lauren.
Oh, Lauren.
Who's Lauren? You go talk to him?
I do.
All right, we'll see you later, Yuzet.
Well, I got to take...
Home run.
Milena up...
Great job.
...stairs, too.
Hold on. Milena, come here. How's the secret show?
Gone well so far.
All right.
Did you learn anything?
I'm learning what not to do.
It's yeah. Fun. What's your number one takeaway so far?
Stop fighting with your boyfriend. You know, I feel like we could have just ended it right there.
Good point.
We could have skipped the guns.
So much. I don't want to date anybody who's got a collection of guns that you can count on two hands either. I just saw you. Not a gun thing.
I love that she boned the jailbird that got out before her boyfriend too. That is crazy.
That's a good one.
And not just boned him once either.
He moved
we
in
hung
for
out
two
for
weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah. Where are you going? What are you?
Yeah,
Pat's not getting out for another month. Right.
What did you have to kick him out though, Yuzi? Did you have to explain to Gary, like,
just
hey, Gary, look, this is
fizzled out. It's like, all right, see ya.
Oh, as long as
I had to be home,
I had to be home though for when Pat called. You know, when I had to accept the collect call coming.
Pat's calling you.
Quiet,
like,
Gary. My boyfriend's calling.
Pretty much.
Tell Pat I said, what's up, babe? Yeah. Tell Pat I said, nice robe.
Gary's there. Something else wrong with your car?
Nice.
Could you imagine just Pat just going crazy behind the walls at county jail, just masturbating, thinking about Gary and Yuzi? Life falling apart. Why did I do that? Oh my God.
How did this ever come up? I would have told you fuckers this.
Vinny's just trying to get anything to get talked about besides the fact that he's engaged.
Yeah.
Don't give me that crap. You
got
to read these emails before we get out of here.
I have a question for Vinny. Hey, are you going to Hawaii and will you be getting married there?
I am going to Hawaii. No.
When are you going? When we go on vacation next week?
Yes. Radio.com.
Hey, what?
Sorry, I'm going to tell him to stop Lauren.
I'll get him. Oh, sorry. Stop. Michael Martin looked at me and gave me a bad look.
Hey, Lauren, come here, Lauren.
Don't yell at him. Hey, Lauren, can you give me a few minutes and we'll talk in a second? Okay. Thank you.
Yuzi's right in the middle of a story.
I think Yuzi's done with her stories.
Yikes. Our boss looked at me when I tapped on the window. All right.
I'm gonna take a video of this, you guys.
Just so you know, I got a million of those.
What's he gonna take a video of?
Hey.
Just us doing this. Me being isolated from the rest of you people.
Hashtag that ghetto, bro.
This is the ghetto. The fact that I'm in a room doing the secret show, but I'm in a room by myself. It's like I'm the secret.
No, Vaughn's with you.
Vaughn is with me. Me and Vaughn.
Yeah.
just trying to figure out how to meet up with Shaka.
Yeah.
We're gonna find you, babe.
She's back in Chicago.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll make a flight. I'll make a quick flight.
In case I didn't introduce him, Rudy Ortiz is on there. This show just sort of got away from us. It's a Sarah and Vinny secret show for Thursday the 8th. We have a live secret show coming up on Wednesday. Tomorrow's like the last chance to win tickets for it, just on our regular show. So if you're out of town listening, you know, I guess you probably can't make it to San Jose for next week anyway, but we're super excited about that. It's Valentine's Day, and we just found out that love really is in the air.
Yes, it is.
Because we found out this morning that after 3 months of keeping it a secret from us, Vinny is engaged.
Woo!
He's affianced.
Yeah.
I know, super exciting. Vinny, your thoughts on your engagement. Uh-huh. Where are you at mentally with this?
I'm fine.
What's that got to do with anything?
Boom. that wraps it up. I feel you.
I'm good.
He said it with conviction.
What else do you want to?
His picture's at 6,400
oh,
likes.
Cool.
Oh,
we
got
to boost those likes. No.
950.
9,000 is the record. We need to break that record.
We don't need to beat Diamond. Diamond's about as cute as it gets.
We need to beat Diamond. We need to always be raising the bar.
Always.
Yep.
How many carats is that ring? Is that a cushion cut? What is? Tell us about
Tell us about the ring. It's beaut.
I actually wanted to hear the email, if I could.
Believe me, it pales in comparison.
To what?
To your ring.
The details of the ring. I'll tell you this. Let me just tell it to you like this. As I ring shopped, look at her. What?
I'm going to ask him a question.
Right,
that you don't
go ahead.
Say. Where are we at for time?
Oh, we're at 20.
Okay, great.
Oh.
Plenty of time, plenty of time.
I went for color and clarity and quality over size because of... Partly because of her hand size, you know? Because
she's got a small hand.
Yeah, she's got a tiny hand.
Pretty hand in the
Instagram didn't feel like putting some...
Kardashian-sized
like
stupid
murder
rock.
Me ring right. on her finger was going to be the smart move. So it's really... I went with a nice diamond. It's really nice.
It looks like it has diamonds going down the sides and
it
stuff.
It does, which I was... That was
neat. I think you should put a little close-up of that. You spent a lot of money on that. You must be very proud of it. Let's get a close-up on that.
I zoomed in on it. I did. I zoomed in.
Yeah, but it gets grainy.
You
it gets grainy when you zoom in.
I didn't know that you could do that.
Yeah, you could zoom in on Instagram a little bit.
Is that a pink diamond?
It's not a pink diamond.
So, Vinny, can I ask you this question?
Sure.
You know, when it comes to engagement rings, what is that... Does that ring signify anything like for you? I know what it means for the women. Usually, you know, women get a ring. It's a sign of commitment.
Mm-hmm,
it's,
mm-hmm.
You know, all those things. But like, Does it mean the same thing for you? Or do you have like a different meaning for it?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't. What?
What's the question?
Yeah, I don't know what you're asking.
You have
me,
like
really.
Is it
are there ulterior motives?
It doesn't mean
asking?
Anything different to me. No, actually it doesn't. It's an engagement ring. That's
it.
Yeah. Signifies commitment and future marriage.
And you could have done it without the ring too, right?
I could have. I really don't. Look, marriage is a wonderful institution, and
I agree.
I feel like
right, Hooman?
Well, person,
well,
it's not forced.
I don't feel like we should. We're so pushed into these marriages, and you see so many failed marriages that it doesn't seem Amen. Like it should be necessary to have a legitimate relationship. That you need to be married for it. But after having a kid, that's where I started to see where it comes up, where your kid is like, why is mom's name different than mine? And that's something that it's not that big a deal one way or the other. In terms of
you,
me. Obviously, it's a big deal to a lot of people. The marriage thing. Many people grow up, that's their goal in life.
Right.
Whatever. I don't necessarily have that same feeling, but it is, you know.
I wondered if you'd just hold out forever, you know? Because you make a great point. Like, why do you have to have that? Especially if you drop a trust, then you're all set. Everything's, you know, taken care
well,
of.
Well,
no
you know what,
get left
too,
in the lurch
is,
or anything.
You know, there's a punk rocker inside me that's like, every time you tell me I'm supposed to do that, I'm not doing that. Mm. Like, there's no doubt that, like, the grinding, you should, why haven't you, it makes me just go, you know what's weird?
You're not the boss of me.
I'm breathing so nicely today. Life is good. I don't know why you think I need to have that, but it does seem like just watching the Disney shows, you're all, oh my God, they're selling marriage to 3-year-olds.
Hard.
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 So,
like, what's in it for them? Is it because then there's kids and a stable family that can afford to buy more Disney movies? Like,
You know, there's two things that sell, and that's comfort and fear. When things make you comfortable, you can sell. When things make you fearful, you can also sell because people want to feel comfortable again. So you scare them into thinking.
I think you forgot about the sex thing.
Well, I mean,
that also sells.
That falls in the comfort.
Oh.
That falls in the comfort zone. You know,
this feels very comfortable.
Exactly. So yeah, no, there's
the comfort you're giving me right now.
Your vagina fits nicely.
super snug fit.
No, the you're right though, Vinny. They're selling marriage to 3-year-olds. I mean, you watch Disney movies and Princess Jasmine and the Little Mermaid, and they're all looking for their Prince Charming.
Mm-hmm.
They're all looking for that partner. And little girls are growing up, and little boys too who are watching the movies, and they're like, "That's what my life is supposed to be. I'm supposed to be somebody's Prince Charming, or I'm supposed to be a princess that's going to get saved."
It's too bad because it is a little unrealistic, but reality doesn't really sell.
Yeah,
you know, you can't have like the broken marriage and the you know,
it doesn't become
shithead
real.
Boyfriend.
No, and I look, I get all of it, and I watch those cartoons, and they're very good. They're very fun, and there's a lot of good messages in there as well. I prefer the message they have in Brave is anti that.
Right,
it's
where
she, right,
doing it
she
myself.
Doesn't want to, and I love that one for that reason. At least they've got one that isn't that.
Right.
Doesn't they don't all have to be that.
They don't.
So anyway, yeah.
It's the modern world.
Yeah, then you get older and you watch Beauty and the Beast again and you realize it's just a tale about bestiality. And that's really what it comes down to.
Right. Right. That's
and
true.
And you're like, what the hell am I showing
like, God,
my kids?
God, this is fucking hotter than I thought it was, right. You know?
Like, who doesn't want to fuck a yak man?
Right. I ask you.
Right.
Right.
Grab life by the horns.
Right. And fuck it.
Oh, man. I think, honestly, Vinny, I agree with you in the sense when you say the punk rocker, when you bring up the punk rocker vibe, because I think guys, we all have a little bit of punk rocker in us in terms of if you tell us to go this way, we're almost naturally, we may not, some of us may not actually vocalize it or actually do it, but inside, we don't want to go in that direction just because you're steering me mm-hmm. in that direction. The simple fact that you're making me go there makes me want to go the opposite
yeah,
route.
Yeah, you and your reasonable words.
Ah, so rational.
Your societal expectations.
And you hear that, look, and I get that sounds ridiculous too, especially for a 40-something-year-old dude to be, you know, so whatever.
No, but that's natural. That's human.
But it is. There's no doubt that when you hear people say things like, "When are you going to make an honest woman out of her?" It's like, God damn it, dude. We're fine.
Right. Yeah, isn't the 18th century, and she's not a wench.
What is wrong with you people that you feel so invested in another person's relationship that you're willing to insult them over it?
Right.
People just want to make conversation. I'm convinced.
But
we have nothing else to talk about.
There is some insult in some of that. So anyway, it doesn't matter. The truth is, I'm stoked. We're good. We've been together a long time. It's not brand new. It is weird, though, when people are like, we were talking about this on the air the other day, and it was something like, well, and actually it came up with Brangelina this morning. It's that whole, well, they were together 10 years, but married too. And it's someone will ask you, you know, how long you married? Well,
who cares how long I was married? Right. We were together 10
years.
Yeah,
we were together
that.
Forever, man. It's not brand new. So anyway, it's
all
good.
At least 8 years, right?
Me and her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have the date in here somewhere. I'm going to find out exactly.
Okay, let Sarah check.
She's like, I'm going to check my personal notes.
Just check.
I do keep notes on important dates.
I have my friends, Vinny, my guy and my girlfriends that are married. And they'll come up to me and they'll ask me the same thing. And the older I get, the more sincere their question is, when are you going to do it? When are you going to settle down? Don't you think it's time? Like, don't you want to have this? Don't you want to have that? And I'm like, you know, it'll come. It'll come. And it'll come with the right person, but it doesn't have to be exactly the way that you did it or the way that your parents showed you how to
well,
do it.
Well, and I look, I don't know. I can't speak for you, but I know for me, I was chasing my career, and there were times early on when things came up with women where I was like, you are not the priority, and I don't mean to be mean. I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I'm doing this, and you've got to sort of fit into that or not.
Right.
And I can see, dude, trying to become a stand-up comedian, there, I don't know that there's a more difficult profession.
Well, if you want somebody to join you on the journey, yeah, they have to, I mean, they have to be a writer, you know, they have to be about what you're doing, and that's tough. That's the tough sell, because I've tried to sell that to good women before, and it just doesn't stick, you know, because you can't really provide all the time and all the attention that a relationship a successful relationship usually requires. It's hard to provide it. And then a lot of the time, you know, you're out there and a lot of your work is late at night. So for a lot of women, that's a problem. The fact that you're out at night, you're in a place where there's so many other people, there's drinking and stuff going on. It seems like the recipe for disaster for a rational woman. And I'm talking about rational. I'm not talking about these crazy chicks. You know, I'm talking about rational women. Just like there's crazy guys, there's crazy girls, irrational men, irrational women. Good women that have just said, no, not for me. I can't do it.
Well, and I also think that for stand-up comedy, even if you write the best show, that show's over in a year or two, and you've got to have another show to go out and sell to people. And you got to come with another full set of good material. And after that one's burned out, you got to do another. That's a tough business, man.
2009.
Oh, nice.
So this summer will be your 9th anniversary.
Ah, oh, sweet.
Yeah. Nice.
How do you like that?
July 18th, 2009. Vinny's first date with future wife.
Is that what you wrote there?
That is what, boy, you really have that amplified in there.
Wow, you
what,
called it.
What are you on, the highest setting possible for letter size?
I think I can go up one more letter size.
All right.
But this way I can read it without, although I use the contact now, so it's
pretty. That's a pretty good call for 2009, 9 years ago, and you called it the future wife?
Oh, I knew.
You just knew.
Yeah.
What is it that tipped you off?
I can just tell. I knew his last girlfriend, too. I'm telling you, the world fades away from some people.
Right.
Like, they lock eyes, and you're like, oh, God, I'm drifting in darkness. Oh, and there's, God. Like, a light on them, and angels are singing, and you're like, oh, geez. His last girlfriend, I saw the moment that they were, I was like, oh, boy, that's serious.
See,
that's
real. That's funny that you mentioned that, because I was just talking to my mom a couple of days ago. My sister just got engaged before on Christmas Eve. Really beautiful stuff, really nice. The entire family was happy. I thought it'd take the pressure off of me, but now it's actually amped up the pressure on me because now my parents are like,
"Well, you're the last one."
Like, well, you're it. Come on, hurry up, right? So, but my mom asked me the same question. She goes, "How did you know?" Because I told my mom when I met this guy, I was like, "This is the one that my sister's going to be with." I could feel it. And me and my mom are very close like that. We just have a that type of connection. Hmm. And my mom just asked me a couple of days ago, "How did you know?" And I said, "You know how I knew, Mom? Because as a guy, I know what it is that we try to keep at bay when we don't want to get too involved." And when I saw that he would come over to the house and he would like get involved with my dad, talk to my dad, talk to you, treat my sister's friends kindly, go out of his way to show the people that mattered the most to my sister that he was a good guy. When I saw that, that's when I knew that he was committed to my sister, because that's what guys will always kind of keep important people in the girl's life, we'll keep them at bay because we don't want to show them, look, you know, I don't want to be too nice to your mom or too nice to your dad, because then you're going to start thinking that this is going to be a serious thing.
Well, you know what?
And this guy did it. This guy did it. And I said, I could tell this guy loves my sister.
I would agree with you. Most good people would keep their distance from that, knowing that they don't have those intentions.
Right.
But the real fuckers are the ones who will do
in.
They'll do all that stuff with no intention of ever.
But
so
I
that's
think
like
that
the worst person.
Will get the feeling like, I think that dude is, that's not genuine.
Right. He's playing you.
You can write.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like, I don't know. I have a feeling about this.
Especially for guys. I mean, I feel like, you know, we can tell, because I've been disingenuous many times, you know, and I've been genuine many times also. So you can see it when it's disingenuous, when it's not sincere. You can tell when, you could see by the commitment in the person's actions. They might do the right things, but are they really committed? Like when he might come over to dinner, but is he really engaged with my mom, with my dad? Does he really actually remember the things that he says, that they say to him? When he started showing
looking for clues.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what when he started showing those signs, that's when I started befriending him more and realizing, okay, you're an ally.
You love him.
No, I do. I do. And I tell my sister to this day, I said, you know, now that this guy's in our family, like, just know that we're all, like, now that he's marrying, you guys are getting married, just know that we're all his family now. And we're in his corner. We got his back. And I'm kind of like the spokesperson for my family. It's only four of us.
Whoa. Well, you are a good speaker.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, sure. I kind of do
TED
this.
TED Talks. Let's
I'm a glutton for punishment on stage, so I better say some good things from time to time. But I told my parents, I said, this is the guy that we're going to add to our family, I feel, because I can tell that he's sincere with his actions and he cares about you guys, my parents. I said, he cares about you guys. He shows it. And those are the reasons why I think they're going to end up together. And lo and behold, Christmas
you
Eve.
Were right.
Christmas Eve, he did it.
He caught the question at the family home?
No, he actually did it. They went to this. I actually thought this took a little bit more balls, too, to do it this way. We would have loved it if he would have done it in front of the family.
You do love him. Listen to you.
No, yeah, I'm speaking about this guy in reverence. I got a lot of, and plus, it's my only sister, so I wanted her to choose a great partner, and so I'm happy she chose this guy. But he did it in a pretty ballsy way. He took my sister to his company's Christmas party. And in front of all of his peers and in front of all his workers and probably in front of some of his hot coworkers, which you got to remember that. There's always like the girl at work where you got your eye on, you know. Mm-hmm. In front of all of them, he got on his knee and asked for my sister's hand in marriage. And before he did that, I want you to know that he actually took my dad out to breakfast and asked for my sister's hand in marriage.
So, where'd they go? Like Denny's or somewhere nice?
No, it was an old Carrow's. Those are still functioning apparently somewhere. But he took them out there. They did the whole, you know, I love your daughter. I want to be with her. And, you know, everybody appreciated that. And it's the small details, little things like that, that may not be significant to, like, today's culture. He thought to himself, I know that my girl's parents would appreciate if I did this. And for that reason, I'm going to do it. And so right then and there, like, my parents were, if they were already melting in his hand, but once he did that, they were.
They oozed and dripped out of the floor.
He had them. He had them.
Well,
so.
It sounds like you guys are going to be very happy together.
I'm hoping.
Well, listen, you know a lot about love, so I would like to say I believe you're invited for Valentine's Day Secret Show next week. Is that correct?
I am super looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're going
to
sit. This time we might actually let you sit at the big boy table.
Mm.
Yeah,
did you say bring your pajamas, like, to wear them or to
No,
just...
no. If you can pick up a pair of new pajamas, we're donating them. They're doing a pajama drive. But if you'd like to wear pajamas, by all means.
Just like my silk boxers.
I was thinking more like that top to bottom red thing. With the crap hatch in the back, Vinny, is that what it's called?
Exactly.
You know, white buttons down the front.
I'm gonna bring like that long white, the white nightgown that the Peter Pan characters used to wear.
Sure, and the nightcap
with the little nightcap.
Sure, and the dog Nana. Come on,
make it hot. It's gonna be a hot Valentine's Day.
That would actually, we should all wear PJs.
No, thanks. Hey, can you read that one to us?
Nah, it's too late.
No, it's not.
It is.
It is.
How long has it been, Brent?
It's almost 10:30.
It's been 40 minutes.
Yeah, oh, God.
All right, I'll save this one. Maybe I'll do it at the Secret Show.
Washaka and Gary took up a lot of our time.
Yeah, Washaka and Gary.
Dude, how about she bones the guy after...
Of course she does.
Can Yuzi tell that story on Valentine's Day? That'd be awesome.
But she just told me.
No, we could all hear that again. You know what she said that got by all of us? Well, it didn't get by me because I'm about to repeat it.
Oh.
She said, "You guys, I got a million of those."
Wow.
So let's get another one of those stories out of her.
We got a million more secret shows to do.
Right.
I need to hear these. All of them.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I believe we're going to do a secret show on Tuesday. But then, of course, the live one is.
Unless you want to do one on Thursday with your brother. I mean, that would be a big hit.
We're going to need to get out of here. Plus, we're going to have all that stuff to cut for vacation. You know I'm right.
I don't know that you're right, but all right.
It's going to take 45 minutes right there. All right. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom!
One sec, sweetie. Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?